Thank you, Senator Levin. And let me return the thanks by saying that you and your staff have been extremely supportive. Like all our investigations, this has been a tremendous bipartisan effort, and I certainly appreciate that very much. This morning, we turn our attention to a familiar topic, Medicare fraud and abuse. And I do want to be very clear from the beginning that Medicare is an important program. Provides health insurance for the elderly and disabled. It's a genuine blessing for many of America's most vulnerable citizens. But the program has been plagued by persistent, pervasive fraud and abuse. For almost 20 years, the Government Accountability Office has consistently designated the Medicare program as high risk because of its vulnerability to mismanagement and improper payments. According to its own reports, Medicare made improper payments in 2004 and 2005, amounting to roughly $34 billion. That's the size of the entire Minnesota State Budget General Fund wasted on improper payments. One Harvard professor estimated that fraud and abuse could consume about 15% to 20% of the Medicare budget. That would be more than $70 billion in 2008 alone. Let's remember, these billions and billions are tax dollars paid by hardworking Americans. In keeping with our long tradition of government oversight, the subcommittee spent the past year examining the Medicare program. A bipartisan inquiry ultimately zeroed in on abuses and payments for durable medical equipment, DME. In short, the subcommittee's investigation uncovered some appalling facts. The subcommittee found that between 2000 and 2007, Medicare payments for hundreds of thousands of DME claims in which the prescribing doctor had died years earlier. It's been estimated, as the chairman has noted, that these claims for payments could total over $70 million, possibly $100 million. The evidence also establishes certain links to fraudulent activity, which we will examine shortly. Clearly, we have a problem. Although the jargon can get confusing, here's the bigger picture. Medicare regulations require that DME claims contain certain information in order to qualify for payment, including valid identification numbers for the patient, the DME supplier, and the prescribing doctor. And as the chair has noted, the doctor's ID number is a UPIN. The bottom line is that Medicare then paid tens of millions of dollars in claims that contained the UPIN of doctors who died long before the claims were filed. Hundreds of thousands of claims, the doctors had passed away 5, 10, or even 15 years beforehand. To get a sense of the problem, I just want to review a few alarming cases. The chair has discussed the case of the Florida doctor passed away in 1999 with the tune of over $500,000. Being processed. At least three different companies use this doctor's ID number, filing claims using his ID number 6, 7, or 8 years after the doctor died. Two of the culprits have been convicted of health care fraud, and the other companies were cited by the state health agencies for violation. Altogether, the subcommittee identified at least $350,000 paid by Medicare to these fraudulent actors for claims containing the ID number of this one doctor alone.